Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. About 2% of people in the United States are deaf or have significant hearing loss, while up to 15% have at least some level of hearing loss. The Bay Area is home to a vibrant deaf community, including artists and performers who are pushing their craft in innovative ways. Antoine Hunter is an Oakland-based dancer, choreographer, director, and advocate for the deaf and hard of hearing. When Antoine was growing up, dance became a lifeline to the world around him, and now he uses it to communicate the deaf experience to audiences all over the world. KALW's Christopher Agusa has his story.
It's a chilly evening in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. I'm in the lobby of a tiny performance space called Counterpulse. They produce all kinds of interesting and sometimes experimental shows. Tonight, I'm here for a dance performance. The show is called Deaf Louder. It's being produced by Antoine Hunter and his Urban Jazz Dance Company. Tonight, Antoine and the other deaf dancers will perform in front of a mixed hearing and deaf audience. In the dark performance space, Antoine walks on stage and addresses the crowd. An interpreter voices for him.
Deaf should be elevated with that capital D, deaf, representing culture, power, and strength. That's deaf. Capital D.
Antoine has an electric energy when he signs. You can feel the entire audience being drawn in. And when he begins his solo performance, they're already on board. It's an expressive, interpretive dance about his experience as a deaf man in a hearing world. He uses powerful and graceful movements, along with video projected on the wall behind him to tell his story. When he takes a bow, there's no applause. Instead, there's this. That's the sound of an entire audience stomping their feet. Antoine can feel the vibrations through the floor. After an intermission, the full dance company performs. Five dancers walk out on stage and lower their heads. And there's a moment where I wonder, how will they stay on tempo? The music starts. It's a bass-heavy Miles Davis tune, and they burst into movement. And it is perfectly in sync. They are moving and leaping and spinning, arms and legs extending, and it just looks beautiful. I find myself trying to imagine their experience, what it would feel like to be dancing and not hear the music the way I'm used to hearing it. Instead of the snare drum, the horns, the guitar, those highs and mids, instead of that, it's just the bass rumbling through my body. I can't really imagine what that's like. So I wanted to ask Antoine about it.
Some water? Your name?
Antoine Hunter. Okay.
He tells me that deaf isn't one thing. Some people are profoundly deaf, but there's a lot of variation. Antoine himself was born with about 5% hearing.
And we have different hearing level. Some can hear the bird, but not the motorcycle. Some can hear the motorcycle, but not the bird. Different frequency. So some call them hard of hearing, some say deaf. And so many of them don't really always say it's a disability for some people, but a culture, another way we experience life. My great-grandfather will have a big stereo. I would lean my back against it, and I can feel the vibration of it. And I can feel the music telling me all the images that is happening. My great-grandfather was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm listening to jazz music. I said, what? What do you know about jazz? I said, well, It feels like you get up in the morning, the sunrise, and you go to school. The teachers are mean, but you're happy to leave school because you go home and eat. You know, all the things that you feel during that day to, you know, make you who you are. You know, he said, that's right.
As a performer, Antoine's had to find creative ways of adapting to an art form in which most people are hearing.
As a dancer, people will ask me, oh, you can feel the vibration and that's it, you'll be fine. Like, no, if I jump, I can't feel the vibration. If I'm running around really, really fast, I can't feel the vibration. I have to slow down, stay in one place for a while to feel the vibration. So what did that mean? I'm risking it. I'm using every intelligence of my being to do what I have to do to make it work. Sometimes I try to see what's happening with the light. Maybe the light feels the vibration, and I see where the rhythm is, or I look at the magician, they bopping their head and tapping their feet. I say, oh, okay, that's what the rhythm is. My body started to develop a Spider-Man sense. And some people are like, how do you know when the music starts or the music changed? Well, my Spider-Man sense.
Antoine's been adapting his whole life. His childhood was a difficult one. He found himself unable to connect with others around him.
Feel like you lose your mind when you can't express yourself. When you can't express yourself, you feel crazy.
He began to struggle more and more with depression and feelings of isolation. One day, his mom took him to a performance that opened up his world.
When I saw the Oaken Ballet, it was jaw-dropping. Yeah, I could understand everything that was happening during the performance. It was like colors, emotion, you know, loud vibration of the music. But it was so expressive.
And then something happened that Antoine had never experienced before.
Sometimes it was really, really funny, because usually if you watch something on TV, the caption came a little bit late. And so something funny come up, I would laugh later. Everybody already laughed a long time ago, and it made me look really weird. But this time, I could be in the same rhythm with everyone else, and laughing at the same time. I was like, ha, 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 wait a minute. When I looked around, oh, everybody's laughing at the same time. I get to laugh and cry and smile at the same time as everyone. I saw dance was another way to communicate. It was the art that's alive to help you connect. So how can I get into that? I said, Mom, I want to be a ballet dancer.
Private ballet classes were too expensive. Antoine had to wait until high school to take dance.
I didn't want to be the only deaf person in there not doing so well. So I practiced, and I was hoping people would dance with me. But guess what? My teacher tried to have a group. Working in the group, nobody wanted to dance with me. So she was like, why don't you go ahead and do a solo? So I picked the music, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
If I
couldn't really understand the word. I read it. But I feel her emotion. And then with the instrumental break, I mean, I was just moving like I was out in the ocean with the lightning and thunderstorm. You know what I mean? I felt the waters push me, the wind, the fire, the lightning, shifting all in my body, my spirit. And everybody in the room that was watching me stop and they give me an reply, and they were telling me what they saw. They saw that I was cold. They saw that I was alone. They saw that I wanted to break free. And I was right. I was like, whenever I say something, people couldn't understand me. But when I did, they understood me. It stayed my life. Yeah. And you know, just that thing before then, I almost took my life away because people couldn't understand me with words. I couldn't connect. But they couldn't understand me with dance. My work talk about deafhood. You know, It talks about the journey of being deaf. It's my work talk about the hidden truth that people don't want to talk about. It's unheard of. And I get people to talk about it through my work.
Back at Deaf Louder, near the end of the performance, there's a moment that feels really special. Antoine asks for volunteers and invites three people on stage to dance with him. As they introduce themselves, we learn that two of the volunteers are hearing and one is deaf. And what follows is a joyous dance session. They finish up to a stomping celebration from the crowd.
Hey, give them some love. Come on, give them more. Come on.
The interpreter voices again for Antoine.
Could you tell who is deaf or hearing? No. That's the point. Dancing. It's about the human element.
It's a point that really lands for me. When we're authentically connecting, the how of it tends to fall away.
I love to help people. That's my greatest passion. They say dance is the greatest passion. Like, no, helping people is my greatest passion. And dance, the art, is alive. It has the power to heal. Mm-hmm. It helped me, yes, to stay my life. But now I want, because I learned how to do dance to stay my life, I wanted to save other people's life and give other people a voice.
In San Francisco, I'm Christopher Agusa for Cross Currents.
Antoine Hunter is the founder and director of the Urban Jazz Dance Company. He also founded the International Deaf Dance Festival in San Francisco. It's been running for 8 years. You can find a transcript of this story along with a deaf accessible video at klw.org.